In disability, in the disability movement, the peer connection is very important because, like, if a person is African American, they probably have an African American family that they can talk about issues with. People with disabilities often don't. Mm-hmm. They often don't have family members or even friends. So finding other people to share information, frustrations, whatever, is pretty important. Mm-hmm. And we really haven't had that on this campus except for students. And a lot of students, some students cannot attend, be active in Able Hawks because either their class schedule prevents it or whatever. So it's just another option to connect people.
And I also like tell Frank about the whole disability and the normal.
Oh.
See, I think this could be your headline.
Well, we talked to a class last week.
Yeah.
I just feel given lifespans now, people living much longer. It's not unusual for somebody to read about somebody living to 100 now,
mm-hmm.
whereas 20 years ago, that was like, you know, front page news. people are surviving conditions they were born with. People survive accidents that they wouldn't have. I mean, people are going to come back from the Iraq War with injuries that in Vietnam they would have died with.
Mm-hmm.
Because of medical. So there's a much larger percentage of people in society living with disabilities and needing access. So it's a pretty normal occurrence now. And we're always thinking of it as special and different. And the reality is, as the baby boomers age, living with a disability is going to be quite common.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still talking about it like it's something different and, you know, these people are very special. And it really isn't. And this will help to connect people who are going to be part of that wave, I think.
Mm-hmm.